restless around you when you're far from home. Be courageous and be brave, and in my heart you'll always stay forever young.
Woohoo! That is my cue to come in here. This is Robin Gunn on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. We do that fantastic magazine, if I do say so myself, called the Oklahoma Senior Journal, and that's what OSJ stands for. So we've been doing this show a little over 6 years. We've been doing the OSJ magazine for 31 years. So our passion is to bring resources to adult children and people that are 50 plus. And who I have in the studio today is a bask of information for you for that very thing that we're talking about on resources. We've got Rebecca Williams from the Ombudsman. Will you kind of explain, because so many people don't know what ombudsman means?
Absolutely. So an ombudsman is a mediator, and I'm actually with the Long-Term Care Ombudsman Program for the state of Oklahoma. I'm a systems advocate, basically detailed into the state capitol, but there's actually 28 other ombudsmen that are detailed into every nursing home, assisted living, and residential facility across the state of Oklahoma, where we go in and talk to residents. Like if you were a resident, Robin, and I'd say, hey, how you doing, Robin?
Yeah.
Have you had your showers? Is everything going okay? Is there anything that we can assist you with? And if you would say, I haven't had a shower in 2 weeks, I hate the food here, my daughter's stealing all my money,
oh my word,
I've fallen 10 times, nobody helps me get up, or anything in that manner, and anything that you give me permission for, then I'll help you with. But if you say, I just really want to talk to you, but I don't want anybody to know and keep my anonymity. And we talked to 2-3 other residents, and they have some of the similar things. Then we open up an all-resident case. And so we're there to help the residents make sure their rights are being upheld. They have dignity, respect. They get to vote. They have the same right that you would have if you lived at 501 South Main.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's cool. High five me.
Woohoo!
So
yeah.
You are literally an advocate for
100%. Yeah, there's 28 of us across the state of Oklahoma, okay, plus the state.
Will you just tell me real quick how someone could get a hold of you on the ombudsman program?
We have a ombudsman intake line, and before the show's over, I'll get that for you.
Okay, perfect. So hold tight for that ombudsman, because all of you are going to need it.
You can actually call 1-800-211-2116.
One more time. Someone's pencil broke.
1-800-211-2116.
Beautiful. Thank you. That's for the ombudsman for the entire state of Oklahoma.
Yep.
Yes. And I have also Barbara Gwynn. And you are, what is your title?
My title is actually the Legal Services Developer.
Okay.
And I'm with the Community Living, Aging, and Protective Services, which is a division of Oklahoma Human Services.
Okay. And so what were you wanting to add?
The number that Rebecca just gave you is actually the Aging and Disability Resource Line.
Mm-hmm.
So there's multiple programs that actually use that same number. And I wanted to make sure and mention that, because we're going to talk about some of those other programs as we go on.
Right.
And this is a great number for anybody that is just starting out trying to find information and resources for their loved ones. That one will get you connected to a whole bunch of resources.
Oh, good. That's fantastic. So they can specifically name, I want to talk about the ombudsman program and some of these other things we're going to be talking about.
Yes.
Okay, beautiful. And I have Annette Mays. She's with Home Health and Hospice Association. What does that mean, that there's an association out there for that?
So our association, technically named Oklahoma Association for Home Care and Hospice, just means that we represent the majority of the home care and hospice agencies in Oklahoma. So we are an association, we are association management, and the home health and hospice agencies in Oklahoma could be members of ours.
Ah, okay. So if they're not a member of you, is that something that should maybe flag people?
You know, our association is built on 3 pillars. So the first one is advocacy, not in any specific order, but advocacy for our home health and hospice agencies, and that's state and federal, along with education. So we provide education on hot topics in each of those industries. And then the last one is networking, and we provide that venue for networking with other agencies. So
Thank you so much. That is fantastic that you all do that. You are Annette Mays, correct?
Yes.
Okay. Beautiful. And then I have Barbara Gwynn, who also just inserted and talked to us here a little bit. She's the Oklahoma Aging Attorney.
I am the legal services developer. Okay. Just clarifying a little bit, there's actually an entire legal department for the Department of Human Services. Mm. They are the ones that will actually do things like go to court for different reasons. My position is to try and help facilitate connecting people to attorneys or other legal resources, helping them with information. Sometimes they think they need legal assistance. They don't always. Mm. So it's just try to help them understand what
you're a guide,
what
you're a navigator.
Yes.
That's wonderful. Okay, we have to take our first break. Those 7 minutes flew by. This is going to be an extremely informative show, so make sure that you also listen to the show from my e-newsletter, and you can sign up for that at okseniorjournal.com, okseniorjournal.com. We're Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM, and you're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for what, Rebecca?
Happiness.
I like that. Or Oklahoma Senior Journal, one and the
Absolutely.
Same.
Absolutely.
You or someone you know raising your grandchild or grandchildren? If so, Sunbeam Family Services is here to help. Contact us today to learn more about free support groups for grandparents who are raising their grandchildren. This includes free childcare and meals, resource connection, and specialized services to help families navigate through difficult situations. Support groups are confidential and pre-registration is required to attend. Sunbeam's monthly support groups are available online and in person. Locations include El Reno, Guthrie, Oklahoma City, and more. Sunbeam also offers compassionate mental health services for you and your family online and at two locations in Oklahoma City. For more information, visit sunbeamfamilieservices.org or call 405-528-7721. That's sunbeamfamilieservices.org or call 405-528-7721.
Hello, my name is Philip, and I'm one of the owners of the Bradford at Mustang.
Hi, my name is Angel Myers. I'm the community manager. We are a locally owned, pet-friendly boutique residence in Mustang, Oklahoma.
Here at the Bradford, there's 82 homes. They all have backyards. Half of the properties have standalone with attached garages. We are maintenance-free, and we currently have a renovated clubhouse for events.
At the Bradford, every home has a privacy fence backyard, and our standalone cottages have attached garages, and our community center, we have weekly events that you can enjoy.
Contact us at 405-376-2846, 405-376-2846. And you can also find us on Facebook at the Bradford Mustang, 736 West Celestial Way.
Enjoy.
The Bradford
at Mustang.
My name is Phyllis, and nerve renewal has changed my life for the better. I had back surgery and ended up with drop foot, and I couldn't feel my legs, and I couldn't feel my feet. And it wasn't getting any better. And after seeing an ad on TV for nerve renewal, I called them and they said that I would qualify. Since coming to Nerve Renewal, I can get around in my home by myself, sometimes not using my walker even. I don't have any pain, and I have feeling in my legs and feet, and I'm so glad I came. So if you're experiencing pain and numbness, call Nerve Renewal today.
If you're suffering from pain, burning, or numbness due to neuropathy, schedule your consultation with Nerve Renewal now. Our non-invasive treatments are covered by Medicare, VA, and most insurance companies. With four convenient locations in OKC, Norman, and Midwest City, relief is right around the corner. Call 405-674-4949. That's 405-674-4949. Or visit nerverenewalnow.com.
Hey everybody, this is Rick Hadrava, Managing Director of Scissortail Wealth Management here in Oklahoma City. Hey listen, every Monday morning, I send out a report called the Energy Stat of the Week and More. It's a weekly email that covers the energy sector. We share charts, thoughts, insights from experts, interesting things all around the world, and a whole lot of other things. If you're interested in receiving this free weekly email, just email me. That's all you have to do. Email me at Rick, R-I-C-K, at scissortailwealth.com. That's scissortail, scissortailwealth.com. And just let me know that you would like to sign up. If we do that, you'll be on our list and receive every Monday our energy stat of the week and more. Also, not confident that your current portfolio is positioned to meet your objectives or weather what might lie ahead? Give us a call. We'll give you a free, no obligation second opinion from one of the financial advisors on our team at Scissortail Wealth Management. Simply email Madison Lilley, that's Madison, MADISON.LILEY, at scissortailwealth.com. Let them know that you would like a second opinion or give us a call at 405-960-3100. That number again, 405-960-3100.
Hi, this is Keith Givens from the Mansell & Engel Law Firm. For over 20 years, our firm has litigated and tried insurance cases that help define and develop bad faith law in Oklahoma. We handle insurance cases arising from various types of insurance policies, including automobile policies, homeowner policies, long-term care insurance policies, health insurance policies, life insurance, disability insurance, and all other types of insurance policies. If your claim has been wrongfully denied or underpaid, please contact Mansell & Engel. We can be reached at 405-232-4100 or theinsuranceattorneys.com. Again, that's 405-232-4100 or theinsuranceattorneys.com. Don't just put up with your insurance company treating you badly. Call us and we will be happy to review your policy and help you decide if you have a valid case against your insurance company. Please call Mansell & Engel, 405-232-4100 or theinsuranceattorneys.com, 405-232-4100 or theinsuranceattorneys.com.
That's my cue. This is Robin Gunn. I am the host of the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for what, ladies?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Oh, she's right on the money. She jumped in
and
there.
And happiness.
Happiness, amen. We did learn that in the earlier section. You're listening to us on Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. And we are so glad you're here this morning because I have experts in their field that we're talking to today that are very needed resources for you and your family and also the adult children or people that just love and care for the 50 plus. There are lots of resources out there. We were talking when the mics were off, but people don't always know where to go. So this is a resource show that we're going to give you that helps guide you with that. And without any further doodly-doos, I do just want to briefly announce to save the date for Senior Day at the State Capitol. That's where you can get things changed. Rebecca Williams is one that is, what would you say, you're kind of the director?
No, I'm going to be the MC. I sit on a board of people that help put everything together, but mm-hmm. I'm going to be the MC. What we really want seniors to do for Senior Day is know that your voice is heard.
There.
And that's actually our theme, let our voices be heard.
Beautiful.
Hear our voices. But it's where you can come and meet your legislator. I want you to know that you are highly important to our state. And we want all the legislators to know how important you are, not just during the voting season, because the senior population is the most dedicated and loyal voters.
It is.
And so as much as that vote is appreciated during voting season, then they should follow up with programs to make sure that there's funding for all those programs and accessibility for the programs for senior needs. By the year 2030, there's going to be more seniors than there are elementary children in schools.
Yeah, incredible.
So we need to have a social infrastructure in place for these most valued, respected, revered seniors. They have built our country.
They have. Amen. And even in wartime, they have too.
Wartime or peacetime.
Time. Either one. Yeah.
Right.
Exactly. And I've been a part of Senior Day, and you can pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal there. It's March the 11th, 2024. You can go to OKAlliance on Aging.org, OKAlliance on Aging.org, to find out more information. Right. That's March the 11th. What time does it start in the morning?
8:30.
Okay.
And also on the Alliance on Aging website, you'll be able to register starting in January.
Okay.
And you don't have to register. We just suggest that you do, kind of so we know how many's coming. But nevertheless, and there's some more information on that website.
Beautiful, beautiful. That's a save the date. And we will have a show just directly on Senior Day before it happens. I didn't get to mention the Oklahoma Senior Journal has been around, I think I did, 31 years. But if you want to join our e-newsletter, which we have almost 10,000 members of our e-newsletter, just as a basket of information for you, it always talks about these radio shows. You can listen to the radio show if you didn't get to listen to it on Saturday morning from our e-newsletter. It's OKSeniorJournal.com. All like it's one word, OKSeniorJournal.com. We're at 650 locations where you can personally pick up an Oklahoma Senior Journal. That's all on our website, too. We cover the 405 area code. And then you can also download the magazine from our website. So if you don't want to go out and find one, but 650 locations, one's going to be near you. But it's also handy to be able to have it right on your phone or iPad or computers. I want to have each one of my guests just give a little brief bio and tell us a little bit about yourself. So I'll start with Barbara. Go ahead.
I work for the Department of Human Services for the state of Oklahoma. It's in the Division Community Living, Aging, and Protective Services. And I work as the legal services developer. What my job is basically to try and help connect people to legal resources. And if they have questions, try to help them with those questions if I can. If they're needing legal advice, trying to get them to someone that can actually give them legal advice and enter into that attorney-client relationship with them.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of stuff that happens as people age, and we want to make sure that they've got the best information out there because those are tools and resources for them to be able to age how they want.
Absolutely. Do these services cost the individual, or is it a low cost? How does that work?
The basic services are free. Now, we have a program through the Older Americans Act. It's a federal program that does actually allow for legal services to be provided. In Oklahoma, it's provided by Legal Aid Services of Oklahoma.
Okay.
If any senior is interested, you can actually call their senior legal line, and that is a toll-free number. It is 1-855-488-6814.
Will you give that out one more time?
Absolutely. 1-855-488-6814.
And what is the title of that?
That is the Splash Line.
Oh, yes. And I have them in the magazine. Great.
Yes, and that is for legal aid. They are actually who is contracted to help under the Older Americans Act to provide legal services. Now, it's for civil cases, and it is limited in scope. They can't go out and build a million-dollar trust for you. They can't. It is very limited in scope.
They can't take care of any of my speeding tickets.
No, unfortunately. But it is intended to try and help facilitate with some of the common things that people deal with, wanting to get an advance directive, or if they have questions about housing issues that have come up. That's a big one that's been in Oklahoma City here lately. Or if there's a question about somebody's capacity, do we need to get a guardianship? Or what kind of alternatives to guardianship are available that will protect our loved one and still retain their rights and their freedoms as much as we can? They have a lot of services available. They even have on their website, there's a lot of information for people that just want to educate themselves a little bit more.
Mm-hmm.
And then my job, I try to help bolster that. We bend it a little bit more. If people just need the documents, a lot of stuff can be done themselves.
Mm-hmm.
If there is something that they need to speak with an attorney about, I'm going to tell them you really need to talk to an attorney. You need to get that one-on-one advice for your situation. But if it's just something that they understand, like an advance directive that they can read through the questions, I will answer anything that if they're wondering, do I need to fill this space in?
Mm-hmm.
If this is how I feel, how do I express that? And then I will try and help guide them if it's something like a power of attorney for their financial and their property purposes. I'm always going to direct them to get some advice.
Okay. So the next person I'm going to talk to, and if we don't get everything from Miss Annette Mays on her just telling us a little bit about her and the organization, she's the executive director of the Oklahoma Association for Home Care and Hospice. A lot of people misconstrue what home care is and home health is. And a lot of people are still a little bit baffled on what hospice is. They kind of think it's a death sentence thing, and it's not. My dad was on it for 4 years. And we loved having the extra eyes on the situation. So go ahead, and if we don't get to everything, we'll come back to you after the break.
Okay. So I've been the executive director for 16 years now with this association. Time flies. Every year it goes faster. Part of aging, I think. But I've been a healthcare executive for over 30 years, and like many, we all start in the hospital sector. And so it was through that position in hospital administration that I was able to lead a couple of teams to start hospital-based home health agencies.
Hmm. And so you started this?
Yes.
Wow. Well,
I started the hospital-based agency.
I see.
Through two hospitals here in Oklahoma City. So through that process, I grew to love home health. And really what the beauty of knowing that you can have subacute care, almost acute care in your home once you leave a hospital setting. So it really adds to that continuity of care in not letting anything happen once you get home, and hopefully preventing some rehospitalizations.
That's beautiful. Okay, yeah. Man, he just gave us the 1 minute sign, so that was perfect. Thank you so much, Annette. We'll still talk to her more about this during the show. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which all day long stands for
the Oklahoma Senior Journal.
That is beautiful.
And happiness.
On Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9 FM. Well, that's me, Robin Gunn, coming back in here. We are the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal and Happiness.
And you two girls, y'all just are like, wait a minute, that's going by too fast.
We know she's got it.
So. Yeah.
We're all good. All right. This is Oklahoma's Talk Radio, Freedom 96.9, the Oklahoma Senior Journal. I'm also the publisher for the last 31 years, and probably started when I was 12, because I'm certainly not old enough to have something that's 31 years. This became a need out of our own family with what we've been talking about today, because people really do just know less than nothing, even though this is something that's going to happen to everyone. It's like it's a 911 when it happens. I get it during Thanksgiving. You can't believe the calls I got, because it's like, oh, I'm noticing this about mom and dad. So
that's why, Robin, we really wanted to try to get as much information as we could to aging population in Oklahoma, caregivers in Oklahoma, about the What's Next program that we offer between the three of us. And what does that really mean? What's next? Well, if you have ever had life turn you upside down, we want to help you get turned right side up. And it all came actually out of the years of experience that we have worked with. And my mom fell and broke her hip. And when the doctor came out, he said she can't go home by herself anymore. You know, even with the years of resources and understanding, you're like, well, what's next? And then I've started over the years of doing the ombudsman program for 8 years. I have so many people call me and they go, what do we do and where do we turn? So whenever Barbara, Annette, and I started talking and we sit on different boards together, I asked them, I said, let's put together this program. And each of us in our own discipline are a tag team, and we share with what we do, give the information out. And when the attendees leave, they leave with a life packet that has what Barbara offers.
I was just going to ask about your life packet. Okay. Kind of describe that a little bit.
So in the life packet, which will be explained a little bit more in detail with Barbara on the legal side, you will get an advance directive, a DNR, and a power of attorney.
Mm-hmm.
And you'll also get wisdom and advice. And she explains a lot more in the program that we give about all those entities, because she's the legal representation for this. And then you've got Annette Mace that talks about the home health and hospice. And she also talks about palliative care. She talks about who pays for what. When do you know what you need? And then I come in and talk about long-term care, how to choose a nursing home, how to choose, might just need an assisted living. And another thing that we are huge proponents for is aging in place. And the Oklahoma Ombudsman Program with the Department of Human Services Aging Division has put together a booklet called Long-Term Care Options, where you can age in place with home community-based programs. And so we work as a tag team. We deliver this program and share this information.
How does someone get this packet?
We've been doing it by presenting programs. There is a way you can call the 1-800-211-2116 and ask for information about long-term care options, the long-term care ombudsman program, legal aid, or home health and hospice. And the information can be sent to you. The one reason why we like to do it in person is so that people can ask questions.
Yes, absolutely. So anyone out there that has an organization or a retirement community, these women are vital to come and talk to you in your residence or even churches.
Face-to-face.
I agree. Do I need assisted living or long-term care if someone's asking that question?
So it depends on what exactly you need. Are you able to transfer from the wheelchair to the toilet by yourself? There's different aspects of when is it that you need what. And in this options booklet, there's a checklist that you can go through, and it's very explanatory. You can go through it with your loved one. I want Annette to also talk about a little bit about more about the home health, because really there's going to be a huge influx in the next 10 years with a need for more home health in rural area of Oklahoma so people can age in place.
And they need to age in place because you can't build locations fast enough for how big this is becoming.
Absolutely.
So I wanted to also ask Annette Mays about the palliative care. That's kind of been a buzzword for about the last 5 years. People don't really know what that means.
The good news is this. Last session, legislative session, there was a Senate Bill 249 that was passed that actually defines palliative care in Oklahoma. That became effective as soon as the governor had signed that bill. There were several physicians, physician assistants, nurse practitioners, that certified palliative medicine physicians that worked on this definition for well over 5 years. And so it finally made it to the legislative body, finally passed into law. It will lead the way for us to actually, based on that definition, hopefully we can get a paid benefit for our Oklahomans. And it is state specific. Not every state has this in place. That's our roadmap to try to get that benefit paid for Oklahomans. So
palliative.
Palliative care basically is, it's non-therapeutic care, but it is compassion care. A lot of people lump palliative care in with hospice, when in fact home health agencies can provide palliative care. It is not a federally recognized benefit for Medicare or Medicaid. We hope in Oklahoma we can get to that point with our Medicaid by defining what that means in Oklahoma. So I would say that palliative care is a bridge. It's people that are represented with chronic diseases that need to be managed, that that chronic disease will continue to cause them to decline to a point that they may need hospice care.
It's like the preview care. You wanted Barbara to tell something else. What was that?
A little bit more about the advance directive, the importance of a power of attorney, that kind of aspect, and also maybe a little cautionary about the do not resuscitate and why it's important, but yet you need to be cautious with that as well.
The advance directive, actually, a lot of people remember the Terry Schiavo case from years ago. She was only 26 years old when she had cardiac arrest, suffered irreparable brain damage. Then it was another 15 years before she passed away. The problem was that after 7 years, her husband said that she would not want to live like this.
Right.
Her parents said, yes, she would. And the question was, well, who is right? And the only person who could give that answer was unable to speak. And so from that, across the nation, we had a movement where there was a development of advance directives or living wills. In Oklahoma, the advance directive is actually three documents in one. The living will is the first section of that, and it actually goes through and addresses three terminal conditions and then asks, how do you want to be treated? If this is where you find yourself, what kind of treatment do you want to receive? And the beautiful thing about this is that it takes away that pressure to make that decision from your loved ones.
There.
If you've not expressed anything about how you want to have this happen, a lot of times they're going to be reacting emotionally. There's going to be a lot of speculation. There's going to be, if there's disputes, there's going to be anger within the family of, well, no, you're trying to kill mom, or no, you're trying to prolong her suffering. We hear these things, and neither one is trying to do that, but they're not sure what
to do,
what the decision should be. So this lines it out. It says, this is how I want to be treated.
Mm.
And it gives you some preset answers, but it also gives you a chance to fill in the blank. You
Good.
Can add some of your own responses. It also allows you to appoint a healthcare proxy, somebody who can speak on your behalf, who will speak your words, your decisions. It's not somebody that is just arbitrarily going to come in and make those decisions for you. They need to know what you want, and they are supposed to speak what you want. They
That's
are supposed
great.
To be your voice. And then it also gives you a chance to talk about anatomical gifts. If you want to donate your organs, if you want to donate your body, if you don't want anything donated because of your preferences, your cultural
sure.
beliefs, your religious beliefs, you put it all in a piece of paper and you have that. It tells your entire family what you want. It appoints somebody to speak for you. And it also allows you to have that conversation with your medical professionals so they know what's going on as well.
That's very good. I love that program. We're going to take another break, and we will be back here. We've still got quite a bit more show. I'm learning so much, and I've been doing this for 31 years, so I'm so grateful to have you ladies in today. And I can't stress enough to have them come speak to any organization. You're listening to us on Rise and Thrive, OSJ Radio Hour, which, take it away, whoever wants to. What does OSJ stand for?
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
Look at you!
And happiness.
We're on Freedom 96.9 FM.
Life moves in one direction, forward. No matter what each person's circumstances are, Synergy Home Care steps in with effective, comforting, life-affirming care that moves people and their loved ones emotionally and physically forward. From personal assistance, like bathing and dressing, to companion care to fight isolation and loneliness, to support with housekeeping, errands, and transportation services, sometimes just a little extra help can make all the difference. If you or your loved one has recently been diagnosed with Alzheimer's or dementia, our person-centered convergence of care model brings together the best tools and resources, along with caregiver talents and specialized training, to deliver a customized memory care solution for your family. Call Synergy Home Care today at 405-254-3046. Again, that number is 405-254-3046.
Well, hello there. This is Robin Gunn, the publisher and editor of the Oklahoma Senior Journal Magazine and on-air host with Freedom 96.9, coming to you every Saturday morning at 9 a.m. We're so proud to be able to bring you these programs, but there's something else we're very proud about. We added an app. So the Oklahoma Senior Journal now has an app you can put right on your smartphone. And let me tell you how to do that, because it's easy. All you need to do is pull up your phone exactly like you're going to send a text. And in that two line where you would normally put someone's name or phone number, you put these numbers, 95577. That's 95577. And they'll automatically separate and put a dash in there, and that's okay. And then down in the message part of your text, type this, all like it's one word, 50PLUS. 50PLUS. 50 plus. Then hit the send button, and you'll automatically get a link that will allow you to download the Oklahoma Senior Journal right on your phone. Now, how great is that? You'll be able to listen to all these radio shows. We have a find your car, like if you park your car in a location, it'll put a pin in it, it'll walk you back to your car. All of the Oklahoma Senior Journal issues are on there, videos, and a myriad of other 15 options that are available on the app. So please download the Oklahoma Senior Journal app today.
Villages OKC is a plan, not a place. The word for today is perspective. Hello, this is Marilyn Olson, Executive Director. Villages OKC members are planning ahead. We can see the future from the perspective of the past, and that gives hope. From time to time, any of us may feel vulnerable or even non-essential, but we don't get stuck there. Villages OKC members across Greater Oklahoma City encourage and lift each other, giving a balanced perspective, a time-wise perspective to life. Find out more on Facebook, Instagram, or villagesokc.org.
Hello there. We all feel forever young between our two ears, and our brains really don't know that we're aging. a lot of times. That's why I love to bring this show. A lot of the stuff I have is in the Oklahoma Senior Journal that I have on this show. It's just surprising to me how many people haven't pre-planned for things and don't really know the resources that are out there unless it comes slaps them right in the face. We're going to talk to Barbara Gwynn and have her wrap up more what we left on our last break. Barbara, you take it away.
All right. Well, I talked a little bit about the advance directive. I want to talk a little bit about some of the other documents that we actually discuss in the presentation. First one being the power of attorney. And this is the healthcare version of the power of attorney. We actually have two in the state of Oklahoma. One is for healthcare. The other one is for like property and financial purposes. The healthcare one, it's to basically have a partner that helps you with your medical stuff, your decisions. Like if you get a big diagnosis and it's kind of overwhelming, having somebody else there that your doctor can talk to and ask questions for you.
Absolutely.
It's, you know, it can be really overwhelming, and having somebody there, or if you have to go like outpatient surgery and you're under anesthetic and, you know, the doctor needs to talk to somebody about what your prescriptions are and what you can do when you go home. That allows them to talk to them and share in the discussion of your medical care. It's a partnership. Again, they're supposed to speak what you want. And so you need to have that discussion with that person that you appoint to speak on your behalf. They need to know what you want and what your thoughts are. It's a good idea to have a really good discussion about it, because you can write your stuff down and somebody can interpret it a little bit differently. We see that sometimes. The other power of attorney, we don't actually present in this program. And the reason for that is because it is a very, very powerful tool in your life plans. But it is a very, very dangerous weapon if you do it incorrectly, or if you appoint somebody that should not be in that position. So we always advise, if you're going to do that other, the property power of attorney, to get some advice, speak to an attorney. We can get you connected with a legal aid attorney. Or if you have your own attorney, go talk to them. Get some advice from your accountants or your financial planners if you work with one of them. But most people, they just need a little bit of guidance. They need to know how they are able to take the benefit of that document without exposing themselves to as much of the risk.
Gotcha.
It's real easy to cross that line. The sad thing is that that document is actually used a lot in cases that get reported to Adult Protective Services. And that's part of the umbrella of the agency that I work for.
Okay.
And I wanted to talk to people a little bit about that, because I get a lot of calls where people think they have a legal question. In reality, they're needing to report something where they're seeing a loved one that's being taken advantage of, or maybe they're being neglected. Could even be self-neglect. If you see somebody that is endangered and needs some help, we really want to encourage people to call.
I highly encourage that.
You can go to 1-800-522-3511.
One more time.
Again, 1-800-522-3511. They also have an online portal that you can report. It's okhotline.org. Okhotline.org. And there's a form that you can fill out, and then you will be contacted by someone just to get more information. They'll gauge if this is like an emergency or if they just, you know, need to go investigate a little bit. They're not the old people police. I want to really get that out there. A lot of people have this thought that, oh, well, mom's not taking care of herself, so we're going to call Adult Protective Services and they're going to take her into custody. That's not how it works. They're there to help. And they actually do a lot of outreach to connect people to community resources, like what we've been talking about.
Yes.
So that way, whatever has been happening to them, they can find ways to get around it, to cope with it, to find alternative solutions.
Okay.
One last thing. We've got the DNR. That's the Do Not Resuscitate. That's not for everybody. If it's for you, you're going to know that it's for you. You're going to know that you're done, you're tired, and you don't want to have that 15th surgery. You don't want to be, you know, have your ribs broken from CPR. If you are at that point, this is the document for you. If you are just thinking, I don't want to be on machines or whatever, the advanced directive is what you want.
Got you.
So we try to clarify that for everybody.
Beautiful.
Too. Rebecca, why don't you talk a little bit about, because Ombudsman kind of overlaps a little bit with Adult Protective Services sometimes.
The Ombudsman program, we are the advocates for residents in nursing homes. A lot of times the Adult Protective Services come in and they really come in to work cases and substantiate in a different aspect that actually can bring in the Department of Health also, which are the enforcers. And more of the APS and the Department of Health are more of the enforcers. If the APS, the Adult Protective Services, find some type of neglect, harm, exploitation in that manner, they will refer them on to the DA. And I just want to do a shout out for a bill that was passed this year with Representative Nicole Miller. And that is the Vulnerable Adult Abuse Registry. And for the first time in the United States, I think we're the first state to do that. And if there's a conviction of somebody, then they are now put on a registry. I also want to thank the Attorney General because they absorbed the cost and there was no revenue, no appropriations that we're having to take out for that registry to be put together. And all the aging advocates from AARP to the silver-haired legislators, the ombudsman program, everybody that worked on that, kudos, yahoo to everybody for doing that. And it also helps with the Adult Protective Services so that there's accountability. And that registry is nationwide because people can be convicted in certain states, and then there's no registry, and they go to work in other states.
Yeah, that's
even though they've had
that it's nationwide
convictions, right?
Okay, when we come back, I'm going to have Annette Mays do a little follow up. Then we'll give you again how to get a hold of these programs here on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour, which stands for
Oklahoma Senior Journal
and
Happiness.
Here on Freedom 96.9 FM. Make sure you have your pens and paper ready. I want to be quick. I'm Robin Gunn. I'm the hostess and the publisher of the Oklahoma Senior Journal. You're listening to us on the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio, which stands for the Oklahoma Senior Journal. Annette Mays is the executive director of the OK Association for Home Care and Hospice.
Some of the questions that I get in my job capacity as the executive director come from the healthcare consumers themselves. They've either had a bad experience with a home care agency wanting to know what they, or a hospice agency wanting to know what their alternatives are to either getting a new agency or addressing that complaint. I'm not the complaints department, but I can direct them to the state health department. One thing that I think all consumers need to know in Oklahoma, which is not true in every state, is that Oklahoma requires licensure for all home care and hospice agencies. And when I say home care, I mean we have skilled home health agencies who are providing skilled care only. Then we have home care agencies who provide a private pay personal care. And then we have a separate category called companion sitters. And they don't provide any personal care.
Right.
They just help with, you know, the normal shopping, the taking to the doctor, doing errands.
Do they do bathing?
That's
they
personal
do.
Care.
Okay.
So that gets into the home care arena. Those are the three types of home health we have. And then hospice, all hospice agencies must be Medicare certified. So in Oklahoma, we have over 500 home health and home health care agents statewide. Hospice, we have about 140. I do want to stress, though, is when people call in and ask about how to choose a home care hospice, I always direct them to Care Compare on the Medicare.gov website or CMS.gov website. I also encourage them to go to the companies that they're looking at, their website, see what they have to offer. And then the State Department of Health, as I mentioned before, license all of those agencies.
Okay, will you give out that website one more time?
CMS.gov.
CMS.gov.
Yes. CMS stands for Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services.
Okay, thank you so much. I'm going to have Miss Rebecca here tell you how you can get a hold of every one of these ladies.
We're going to give out the information on the programs that we've talked about today, and I'm going to give you 1-800 numbers for all of it. The Oklahoma Aging and Disability Resource Line is 1-800-211-2116. The Legal Aid Services of Oklahoma is 1-855-488-6814. The Adult Protective Services, APS, is 1-800-522-3511. Oklahoma Ombudsman Program and any other type of aging services that you want to try to contact is 1-800-211-2116. And I also wanted to talk about another bill that got passed this year that's called the Caring for Caregivers Bill. Representative Tammy West, with the help of AARP, the Ombudsman Program, the silver-haired legislators, and different programs, it's a tax credit if you are taking care of a loved one. Whenever you file your taxes in 25 for 24, you can actually apply, get a $2,500 tax credit. If your loved one happens to have Alzheimer's or is a veteran, you can get a $3,000 tax credit. So I wanted to get that information out. And you can talk to your CPA about that. Thank you so much for having us on the program.
Thank you, ladies. Okay, seniorjournal.com. Also, go on there and join our e-newsletter. I want you to know I'm going to have you back, ladies, for a part two because we didn't get to everything.
Right.
No, we didn't.
Look for that probably at the first of the year. Freedom 96.9. I'm Robin Gunn with the Rise and Thrive OSJ Radio Hour. For one more time, tell me what OSJ stands for.
Oklahoma Senior Journal.
And happiness.
Thank you so much, and we'll see you next week.